or cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where Brandy gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. Heard at our new time and day, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. So, are you brand loyal? When you walk into a supermarket, must you buy Coke? Must you buy Pepsi? Or do you buy what's on sale? Well, today on Brand Talk, we're going to see how this question can be used to analyze your political affiliation and what is going to happen in November. So, we'd love to hear from you and your thoughts about this, whether or not you're brand loyal, and its application to the political lens. And give us a call at 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's 914-636-0110. Or brandtalkradio.com. This issue, which is brand loyalty, along with our brand team of myself and TJ McCormick and our special guest, Jim Bouchard, who thinks like a black belt. He's going to tell us all about that. And if you are listening, folks, for the first time, this show is about understanding brands and whether or not we are talking about personal, professional, or small business brands. At Brand Talk, we use the very same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that we can go and brand ourselves with these methods and become the brands we are truly meant to be. And during this hour, myself with my colleague and friend, TJ McCormick,
hi-yo!
Want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show. We want to hear from you and your brand and how you can go brand yourself. And next week, we're going to, as I said, this week we have Jim Bouchard. Next week, we have a great brand, Alex Armstrong, who's a producer, as well as a product manager and creative force behind a strong personality brand within the motivational speaker space. So she'll be here next week to give us her thoughts on what is happening in the wonderful world of speaking. And we like to hear from you and find out whether or not you're brand loyal and how this idea of brand loyalty is going to pace out in November. The number, 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And today we have, as always, my radio partner and friend, TJ McCormick, who is the host of TJ's Talking, heard every Sunday at 9 p.m. Am I correct?
Actually, okay. The show is Sunday Night with TJ McCormick.
I got to make that change. Okay.
No, that's okay. Because it turns out on that show, I'm talking.
I did not know
you
that.
Could call, really, you could call the show TJ's Talking and not be wrong.
Well, I like that.
Some weeks it's TJ singing, but mostly TJ's talking.
Well, you know, what I like to get into.
Yes, sir.
Is you had mentioned before we went on air.
Yes.
That the person who has just passed. Donna Summer, you opened for her.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe we could begin the show by you saying a few words. And
sure. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, anytime these things, boy, it used to happen in threes. Now they're happening in sixes. I mean, there's a lot of people going these days.
Yeah, well, that's because you're getting old. We're getting older.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I got some time on you, kid.
Right.
But yeah,
it just happens, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I just, you know, yeah, she was actually, you know, when you open for a headliner, it's always a crapshoot. You never know. You're there really for the money. You know, and a bit of the cachet, it's nice. But you know, really, when it comes down to it, that's one of the few really high paying opportunities for a comic in terms of stage work. And she was really wonderful when it came to headliners. And I've worked with a good number of them. She was very, very genuine. She was really sweet. She was very funny in rehearsals,
right?
And backstage, and very lighthearted and airy, very airy, which I didn't expect.
Right.
I didn't expect that at all, you know. And also, very often it's not the venue. Like I worked with her at Caesars in Lake Tahoe,
right?
And sometimes it's the venue that pays you and does the booking. Other time, the venue booked me, but it was all on her dime. She was one of the most generous headliners I ever worked with.
Wow, that's
great.
I
made a lot of money working with her, and she was happy to pay it.
Yeah.
She was really, and she was very. Another night, and I'll wrap with this.
No.
She was very generous in every time she would take the stage. She would always tip the cap, as it were. She would give me a lot of kudos.
Wow.
For, you know, for your That's opener, TJ McCall, you know, my guy, TJ. It was really lovely. She was
Well, you know, that makes me very, very happy.
Yeah.
You know, and talking about, you know, her music brought back when I was in graduate school, and I had just got my feet wet in terms of becoming Mr. New York City. I'm really beginning to know the city. So I was asking my graduate, you know, my upperclassmen, you know, the third and fourth year, almost ABD, all but dissertation folks, where to go in terms of the city. And they were telling me about Fridays, and they were telling me about the Upper East Side.
Uh-huh.
And I really made that my own, and I began to become very active, nightlife, you know, stay out.
You love the nightlife.
Oh, I love it.
You love to boogie.
I tell you, I had so much fun from George Martin's, and where you would see Reggie Jackson coming in, and
wow.
You would see William B. Williams, "Hello World."
Whoa.
And I mean, it was that kind of, and that's well, I won't get into too much stuff, but but I was with a very, very well known. Newscaster that whose name will remain nameless.
Okay.
That we used to go up to these bars on the Upper East Side and have a great, great time, and we were all dancing to Donna Summer music.
Sure.
And so,
Queen of Disco,
and you know, she had a rough there for a while. She had a rough period, and she just a great, wonderful brand.
Yeah.
And you know, this dovetails very nicely because another great brand that I that died a number of years ago, but they did a special on PBS, and it's coming back up. It's on Johnny Carson.
I've heard this is like.
I want to tell you. Well, you know, I got two Johnny Carson stories. By the way, you're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX. It's McCormick. It's Metantillo. 914-636-0110. Or doc at brandtalkradio.com. So the Johnny Carson story is I went to the Johnny Carson show a number of times, and one time I didn't go. I went for the tour, And there was Johnny Carson. And I went for the tour at NBC Studios and NBC Studios. And I'm at the 5 o'clock tour, and I was silly at the time.
Is that in Burbank?
Out in Burbank.
Okay.
And Miss Tour Guide says, and now we're going to wait because Johnny Carson is going to come on out. 5:30 came.
Okay.
And Johnny Carson was waiting behind the stage.
Wow.
And JT waved to Mr. Carson.
Did you?
And Mr. Carson waved back.
Wow.
And that was my moment of greatness.
Wow, that was your brush with fame.
That was my brush with fame. Now, another, and fast forward about 6 months before his passing.
Okay.
I say to a girlfriend of mine, I said, you know, I hear that Johnny Carson and his boat is in the Serengeti, is in Sag Harbor. It's moored there. And one of the things I want to do is I want to go with a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne and say thank you for all the wonderful nights that you gave me.
Wow.
Okay? So we knew, we had heard, that he wasn't doing well.
Mm-hmm.
He had the, you know, he had the emphysema, yeah. And I think it had developed the throat cancer. And she said to me, and she was wiser, and she said, I wouldn't do that.
Mm.
Leave him be. Well, and I'm at, you know, and some days, depending on the day I wake up,
yeah,
or what kind of a day, I'll always regret that. But on the other side,
yeah,
it was probably the better thing
yeah
to do. Because he really didn't need another schlemiel like me coming up to him with another gift. But you never know.
Yeah,
you just
sure
never know. But I'll never know about that. But he was really. Uh-huh. And did you know that?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
It's just so.
Well, you know what's probably best about that, too, is as much as you loved him and that great instant,
that
great moment you had with him in L.A. in Burbank, had the visit to the boat gone wrong,
I have to write.
You would have just.
But you know, please, by the way, that's TJ McCormick. It's John Tantillo. It's Brand Talk. We're talking about Johnny Carson, what a great brand he was. I'm a psychologist by training.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the difference between the person and the personality.
Right.
And I know, and they said this in this retrospect of him,
right,
that he was not an easy guy. So he was very. He could do that, you know, and but that would so look, you just move forward. It's just one of those people that it would have been. And here's another thing, another story. This friend of mine that I am not going to bring up, I had mentioned to him. It was the last few week of his shows. And I said to him, so and so, why don't we get tickets for the last show? We'll fly out and let's do it.
Oh, my God.
And it was, Tantillo, no, we can't do that. It's impossible to get tickets.
Right.
And we never went out there. And that's kind of a regret that those last few shows not able to do that.
I could not imagine there being more than a dozen public tickets for that one.
Yeah.
That had to be all.
Well, not
industry.
The last show, but just, you know.
Somewhere along the line. Yeah, in the last couple of weeks.
But it was funny because the follow-up to all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I did go to see his show when I used to go out there, out in L.A. A lot as a graduate student. I used to go to all the comedy clubs.
Oh, great.
And the two people that I used to see
is
your friend, Jay Leno.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jay Leno was always on. And Mandel.
Howie
Mandel.
So you would
used to go to
the comedy store.
Bud
Friedman.
Bud Friedman, the improv.
On Santa Monica, yeah.
On
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Was it on Santa Monica or was it on
Melrose.
Melrose.
I'm sorry, Melrose.
It was on Melrose.
What am I talking about?
Melrose. You know, so.
Certainly Melrose. Yeah.
It was all of that. And I remember seeing all these guys, but fast forward about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I got, you know, producer seats for The Tonight Show. And who did I meet? but Jay Leno.
Wow.
So I have this thing for the Tonight Show.
Well, you know, I grew up a huge fan of Johnny, and you know, things have changed and everything. But when I was out on the road, I had just finished reading this fabulous, amazing called King of the Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Oh boy.
Oh yes.
Oh
yes.
Boy. And I was out there, and I actually went to see the house. He was born in Avoca, Iowa, grew up in Nebraska.
Sure.
And I went and I saw all these places when I was on the road. I saw where he was born. I saw the house he grew up in Kearney, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was great.
Yeah, well, two great brands. You got to catch that show on PBS.
It's all the rage. Everybody's talking about this special.
Yeah,
I've got a DVR. Thank God.
And you know, one more thing, and then we'll move on because mm-hmm. we want to talk about the brand winner and loser. And boy, do I have a lot of talking points that I would like to share with you today on Brand Talk. 917-687-3900. 917.
You're giving out your cell number again.
Up. That's what they did.
That's what that was.
Thank you. Thank you. 914. See, thank God you're here, TJ.
Not me.
No, but Nick, you know, I thought I did something wrong, and I did. Well, it's 914.
Oh, Nick is
636-0110. At least someone in the is paying attention here. 914-636-0110.
I caught thank it the second
you,
time
Nick.
Around. I
caught He's it. Great. Great, great, great.
And by the way, everybody, sure. if you're not a radio professional, that noise you heard, that is the official terminology for stop that in radio.
I did. Is that right?
Well, he just went.
boy, that sounds so darn convincing. I tell you.
It's either that or somebody's having a baby.
There you go. And we did enough about Carson and the Tonight Show and all of that happy stuff. But anyway, some things that I do want to we're going to get within a few minutes. I want to hit on our winner and loser. But before I do that, I just want to talk a little bit about Skechers. And I don't know if you're familiar with this company. They're the shoe company or the sneaker company that had to pay $40 million for misleading customers about their product claims that their shoes or sneakers could aid in weight loss. And I'm sure that this is going to get you screaming, yelling, and carry on mm-hmm. about the regulation and all of this. And see,
yeah,
this bothers me when a company makes false claims like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, it's what I call snake oil salesman approach to selling.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
where
okay.
you
right,
you
right,
know,
right.
And a lot of conservatives, present company, I think might mm-hmm. be excluded here, will say we don't need regulation. It's the marketplace. We have to leave the marketplace go. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And I am. Not an ideologue. I'm okay. a practical guy.
Okay.
I'm the Franklin Roosevelt
right.
of the 21st century.
Okay.
And Franklin Roosevelt was this.
Yes.
Okay? He was not an ideologue,
right.
despite what the right will say of him.
Okay.
If he didn't do
right.
what he did
right.
in the 1930s
right.
with communism mm-hmm. at its feet,
right.
okay?
Uh-huh.
And the way the country was, how many people were in bad straits.
Right, right.
He had to do something. And somebody,
right.
well, that's the beginning of the welfare state as we know
right,
it. It's
right,
the beginning.
Right.
No, it was actually a reaction to the time. He
right.
was a pragmatist. He
yeah.
was an idealist. Go
right.
ahead.
No, and I'll say that to back that up. While he was while the right says these things about him, he was also a man who said that, for example, he agreed with conservatives in the sense that he said that federal and public employees should not be allowed to collectively bargain. They should
right.
not be public service unions.
Because the point I'm making is that Roosevelt's brand is a, mm-hmm. is practical.
Right,
and
practicality.
And with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
I want to get back to this regulation
okay,
point.
Okay, go right ahead.
I think that this company should be strung up for doing something as despicable as saying something that the product does not deliver on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but a lot of people would say, and you know who I'm talking about over on Fox, the libertarians, well, they shouldn't.
Yes.
They shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. The marketplace would be better. Well, you know, I studied theology, and there was a concept called situation ethics.
Okay.
And I want to call it situation regulation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, does this particular situation warrant a regulation? Not that regulation should be part and parcel of everything commercial, mm-hmm. but sometimes, as in the case with this company,
right,
so that they never do it again, and let that be a lesson to other companies.
Right.
Because remember what marketing is.
Ah.
Marketing is about satisfying the needs of your customers,
right,
not your needs.
Right.
This is satisfying your needs for sales. And for that,
right,
they should get it. What do you think? 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. McCormick, Tantillo, Brand Talk, WVOX.
You are doing a radio show today.
Well, no, it just...
No, I mean, that...
I mean, you know, it just bothers the heck.
Uh-huh.
The hay out of me when I see this BS.
Yeah.
When I think they're wrong.
Right.
And they should, in fact, pay this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that some of my colleagues would say, well, it's not the capitalism way. You know, markets should not be regulated. That's poppycock.
Right. You need certain rules. You cannot have insanity.
Which leads me... Yeah. To who our loser is, which is Chase Bank.
No!
Oh, yes.
It was just like $2 billion change.
Uh-huh.
It was only $2 billion change, good doctor.
But you see, right. So, look, I don't see anything wrong with banks be banks and investment banks be investment
banks. They need to bring back Glass-Steagall.
You know?
It's insane that was repealed.
Now, even our best friend in the world, who we were on the panel with, Eric Bowling, who is nowhere near a liberal,
not even
says,
close. Right.
What is this nonsense? Well, it's a capitalist system. That's what gives capitalism a bad name. That's why the brand suffered. Go ahead.
They say the problem with capitalism is the capitalist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, the problem with liberalism is liberalism. But anyway, you know, yes, you need to have certain amount. Glass-Steagall. Repeal. And by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, and I'm a late bloomer to this.
I only recently learned that
you know, Glass-Steagall was put in place back in the 30s, I believe. That was an act of Congress that separated investment banks from commercial banks, right? And or retail banks, whatever you would call it. And never the twain should ever meet. The accounts and the banks and everything needed to be kept totally separate. And under the Clinton administration, Republicans, I believe, instigated it, but Billy Clinton signed away on it. It was repealed under him, and now it's all merged, and people can... $2 billion of people's savings can be tied up in a bank's bad deal.
Right.
And gonzo, baby.
Right. 914-636-0110. That's TJ McCormick. This is Dr. John Tantillo. It's Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We love to hear from you. And that's why I think, Chase, JP Morgan Chase's brand was tarnished because they're no longer a bank as we know it. And another thing that, you know, and here I'm seeming like I'm a real lefty here, but let's take a look at banks and realize that there might be this idea that banks can't be that big, because if they are that big, it's like portfolio analysis. You don't put all of your eggs in one basket.
Right.
If you're every portfolio manager says, oh, you have to diversify. Well, doesn't it make...
right.
Why don't we take these same genius bankers and apply what they're trying to tell us, these investment types, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so there shouldn't be these great big banks in the banking area.
Right.
And other areas, maybe you can.
Yeah.
And that's why I talk about this concept of situational, not ethics, but situational regulation, where in this particular situation is regulation needed for the benefit of the system.
Here's my line for regulation. And again, everybody, look, I come at this from a purely pedestrian level, obviously. I am not that anything else is above my pay grade. But my line for regulation is this. You don't want to punish the ethical guys. And this administration's version of regulation seeks to just it's about being punitive.
Right.
And the good guys get caught up in it. At the same time, you want your regulations to have teeth. You want them to actually matter if they're going to do it. You don't want to just simply make the sneaky guys sneakier.
Right.
Because the bad guys are always going to be a step ahead.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to make, when my mom would try to hide the Christmas presents, I would just look harder and I would find, when she would put the cookie jar on top of the fridge, I found a taller chair to climb up to get the cookies.
Right.
And that's what they'll do.
Right, right.
Aren't I incredible with my street level analysis?
Well, see, that's the whole idea. I think we have to not be so brand loyal.
Right.
I think we have to sometimes be a little bit more practical.
Practical, for example, regulations. You look at the EPA. People hear in the news all the time about the EPA under this administration. You know what? But right now, there are people in this country who own land that's about a mile and a half from a river, and they're being told that it's wetland. Mm-hmm. And they can't, and they've got thousands and thousands of dollars wrapped up. They can't build because the EPA says, oh, no, this is wetland. Well, it rains once a year, and it gets a little flooded. But they go, at the same time, you don't want somebody coming and building a tire plant next to a reservoir, And so, again, it can't be onerous, and it can't be too flimsy.
I got that. Well, tell me how you really feel. Well, we're coming up to a break. And this, on the break, we're going to finish up with our winner and loser. We have Jim Burchard, Think Like a Black Belt. And did you know that?
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. $38 could net you a share of Facebook. At that price, the social networking site would be worth $104 billion. That's the highest value for any American company at the time of its initial public offering. It would also raise $18.4 billion, making it one of the largest IPOs of all time. In a related story, a prominent Senate Democrat has proposed legislation that would punish those who renounce their citizenship in order to avoid paying the tax man. Facebook co-founder Eduardo Sovereign's accused of that. He lives in Singapore.
Senator Chuck Schumer from New York co-sponsoring legislation that would penalize people who give up their citizenship to dodge taxes and would ban them from re-entry to the U.S. permanently.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Sovereign says it's all speculation and that he will pony up. Dow closed down 156 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see bright sunny skies. High temperatures will climb close to 70, a north wind gusting to 20. Mostly clear this evening. Overnight lows falling back into the upper 40s. Plenty of sunshine on Friday. Friday's highs will range into the lower 70s. Mostly sunny. Upper 70s on Saturday. Looks like sunny skies continue with dry weather Sunday into the middle 70s. Partly to mostly sunny, lower 70s Monday. Steve Pelletieri Jr., reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
69 degrees in Nourish Ship.
The station with miles of smiles on the way home from work.
Better than I expected.
Put you in a good mood.
VOX.
Oh, We are back. It's Brand Talk with Dr. John Tantillo, TJ McCormick here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And our guest today is Jim Bouchard. He's the author of Think Like a Black Belt and the host of the highly popular radio show Think Like a Black Belt, heard exclusively on Brand Talk Radio. He's a regular guest on TV and radio programs, including Fox News, BBC Worldwide, Fox Across America. He is a speaker, author, and simply a great brand. And here he is, thinklikeablackbelt.org, Jim Bouchard. Welcome, Jim, to our program.
Dr. Tantillo, thanks so much.
Come on out, Dr. Tantillo, me. It's John or JT or... I don't know who you're talking to. You might be talking to my uncle, the ophthalmologist. Dr. Tantillo. Yes, it was Nicholas. He was my godfather.
He was an optometrist?
He was an optometrist.
I see.
I said the blind man. Yes. That's, by the way, Jim, TJ McCormick, my sidekick in crime.
Hello.
Very nice to be here.
And you, sir.
Okay. So, Jim, let me ask you. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. Can I ever think like a black belt?
Everyone can think like a black belt. It's amazing you asked that particular question. We just had a wonderful day, and by the way, sorry we couldn't be with you in the studio.
Oh, well, next week I'm getting somebody that you work with intimately, of course.
Excellent.
Okay, that's next week. Well, her name is Alex Armstrong. She's your producer.
go
ahead.
Yeah, and she was with me today. We were down at the CEO Club of Boston, and we were talking about just that thing. Who can think like a black belt, and why would you want to? And, of course, these people that work in the C-suite, these are leaders, incredible leaders in business in the CEO Club, and they have them in Boston and other cities as well. And, what we really, really were trying to pare down to is the importance of getting these, core values back. We're all fighters. I know you're a lover, not a fighter, but
right.
We're all fighters, especially in business, and we've got to restore that value. We've got to be able to go out there and, courageously fight the good fight and face whatever's out there, including the regulation you guys were talking about.
Yeah, would you say maybe a better word for those people that that might have an aversion to fighting, maybe compete?
It's really more, because
maybe it's just a semantic word difference, but, we do have a lot of female listeners as well, and fighting conjures up sometimes some negative associations. So what would you say is the difference between competing and fighting?
You could use that word, but...
Go ahead.
My brand is being very blunt, right? You help.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
It's what's wrong with fighting? What's wrong with that? With that word, competing? Certainly. I mean, we're all competing, but hey, you know what? Embrace your inner fighter. And I'll tell you what: some of the women out there, especially in business, are the best fighters out there.
Right. Right. Well, look, I think you're absolutely right. And one of my mantras on this show, and not only on the show, but when I write, is this concept of to thy own brand be true. And whether or not it's Romney or President Obama or whoever, or Jay Leno or Tiger Woods, you got to be yourself. You can't listen to guys like me saying you gotta do this or you gotta do that. It's got to be right for you. And just today I was giving some advice to one of my colleagues here, and we were talking a little bit about what he should do in terms of how to present himself, and I gave him some of my suggestions, and he said he didn't like it. And I said, that's exactly what it's about. What you got to do is you got to make these suggestions yours. And by you coming to me and saying, what's wrong with fighting? As a matter of fact, I'm engaged. I'm a blunt guy. This is the way I am. You're absolutely right, Bouchard.
Well,
that's why I love you so much.
Go ahead. Semantics too. You know what I mean? And that's one of the problems we've got in our culture right now. People are so afraid, they're running from the fight, and yet at the same time, and you know what? I'm going to go back to your word competition, because when we use the word competition, we're implying that the fight is fair, right? I mean, that's what should be happening. But at the same time, or I should say simultaneously, we run from these words, we're afraid to use these words, we're in such a cycle of political correctness, and yet any little thing can offend, and all of a sudden people spin off into the universe, right?
Yeah.
And particularly in the political world right now. It's a really frightening dichotomy.
Yes.
And we can get back to the roots of it just by embracing some of these words. Like I said, fighting, the reason I use that is because we need to embrace the fact that sometimes, you know, you have to know when to fight, but when you're fighting a good fight, and certainly in business, that's certainly a justification for that. Get out there, do it fairly, and fight and compete the best you can, and the better person will win. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love it. This is Jim Burchard talking. He's on Brand Talk with TJ McCormick, John Tantillo on WVOX, 1460 on your AN dial. If you have a question for Jim or for TJ or myself, 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Well, you know, Jim, for those of you who are regular listeners, sometimes I'll say something over and over again, and it's the teacher in me. But this is something that reinforces what you said earlier about your brand. Somebody gave me some advice, and they said, John, one-third of the people are going to like you, one-third are going to hate you, and one-third aren't going to give a darn one way or the other. So
right.
That the secret in life is to meet as many people as are going to like you as possible, and don't worry about the other two-thirds. And I guess that's what you're saying, and that's what I admire about you and your message.
Well, you know, JT, really, I have to credit you with, you know, helping me focus in that area. Long ago, you said something very poignant to me. When I think I was expressing some fear of alienating part of my audience, and you said, well, they're not your target audience.
Right? Oh, yes.
And I think that's crucial in branding and marketing. We cannot serve everybody. We have to make sure that we're serving best those people who are more likely to be attracted.
Yeah, and you know, this is, you know, you're right on the money, and I was listening to all these naysayers complain about the doom of Facebook because GM, one car company who I think from my quick and dirty analysis of the American market here, skews, I don't think anybody under 50 buys General Motors products.
Right.
I might be wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Facebook is a younger person's market. It's not
right.
That Facebook and GM are not compatible in terms of target markets. Why are they making that kind of statement? And it just annoyed me when the naysayers were saying that. Well, you know, one loss of a client doesn't a stock failure make.
Right.
I mean, come on here. And that's the whole idea of branding, of knowing who your target market is,
mm-hmm.
Knowing who your customers are.
Mm-hmm.
Pick them.
That might have just been a symptom of as simple as jealousy on the part of the people who report the news and report the business news.
Wow.
There could be people out there who just resent the fact that this hoodie sweatshirt wearing kid 8 years ago found this thing for $37 or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's about to become a multi-billionaire.
Yeah. Now, Jim, you say when I say Jim Burchard, what is your brand? What comes to mind? Are you a speaker? Are you an author? What is the Jim Burchard brand? One word or a few words?
You know, very simply, it's in the title of my book. I teach people how to think like a black belt.
Okay.
And that starts the conversation. Now, how can I do that? There's various means of expression, and I encourage people to explore any that work for you. However, you know, I've been through a bit of an epiphany the last year or so as well. Sometimes we get spread a little bit too thin. It's very tempting with all this technology to get diverted and to get into a lot of these different areas. But that's the basic of it. And now we come back, and I know you'll identify with this. Remember, I just said teach people to think like a black belt. At the heart of that, I'm a teacher. So how can
right.
I teach? Can I teach through my writing? Can I teach through the media? Can
mm-hmm.
I teach by
mm-hmm.
speaking?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say all of the above, but I have to make sure that in any area that I'm focused on that message.
Okay. Now,
delivering a message.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Which one do you prefer?
Hmm.
Which one do I prefer?
Yes.
Wow, that's tough.
I know not. I know.
I love to speak. I love to be in front of an audience.
You right.
know, I was a musician before. I love the interaction.
Yes.
I love the conversation.
Yes.
And like you, I like to instigate people thinking and instigate that debate. That's where we really learn
yeah.
and grow. Nobody has to agree with me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
We have to have a good conversation.
I'm torn between, you know, broadcast, either being on radio, TV, even though a lot of people say you're so animated, you're so good on TV.
Right.
But there's nothing like the Broadway theater, the stage, you know, of being on doing a presentation. But,
right.
My feedback has been given to me is I'm much better on the broadcast side than I am on the speaking side because I guess, but that's another story. So I thought I would ask you. So in the last few minutes in this interview, where can we find out more about the Bouchard brand?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, thinklikeablackbelt.org that you mentioned and jimbouchard.org, that's Bouchard for folks that aren't in this French-speaking provinces.
And by the way, we'll have a link to it on the Brand Talk group page. I will we'll put something on. You can put something on that page as well. We're try to be as social media as possible, media aware and savvy as possible here. And Jim, I just want to thank you for spending the time, and we look forward to you being in the studio next week with your wonderful producer, Alex Armstrong, here in New Rochelle.
Oh, thanks so much. And, you know, you're a tremendous friend and a great mentor, and I really hope people are taking advantage of what you're saying.
Oh,
and,
you know,
hey, they got to get your book. You said something earlier. Problem is, those guys weren't reading your book.
Oh, they know enough about it. They know enough about it. But thank you so much for coming by. We'll have a great time next week.
All right,
thanks again, Jim.
Both of you.
Okay, bud.
Bye-bye.
Be good. Bye-bye.
That book that he's talking about is People Buy Brands, Not Companies.
Oh.
A brilliant, brilliant, brilliant book.
Thank you so much. That's very
Very insightful, unbelievably practical. It's really fascinating and an easy read.
Okay.
We don't talk about that book enough on this show.
You know, because it's not about me. It's about our listeners.
It's only Tantillo. It's Brand Talk. Not about you. It's all about you. You know what? That's going to be the role that I play here. I got every once in a while turn the microphone and the everything back towards you. Thank you. Kudos to Bouchard. Great interview, by the way.
He is just one of my true friends. Great.
Well, kudos
and his wife, to him. And his wife is very. I'm outing his producer. They're married. And they don't really like to let people know that they're married.
Uh-huh.
Now that secret is blown. Tantillo put another foot in his mouth, you know. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I feel such warmth. They're like my younger brother and sister, you know.
Nice.
And when you meet them next week,
yeah.
If you aren't out of town,
yeah,
next
who knows?
Week, who knows what you're pulling out of Dodge?
Inside joke there, gang.
Yeah. Well, this
funny.
Is Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. If you like to talk about brand loyalty, 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And now, folks, it's time for TJ McCormick's favorite.
Yes.
As well as perennial crowd favorite, Did You Know That? Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Some say luck is more important than intelligence, but for one Luther Samjian, persistence was the key. Because of this determination, he is responsible for a famous machine that many of us use every day, and scores of other innovations. Samjian came to America in 1920, a refugee from political strife. He planned to study medicine, but his love for innovation won out. Beginning in 1934, he started inventing and never stopped. His last patent was issued just 7 months before his death at the age of 92. Simgian invented everything from medical ultrasound devices to golf simulators to meat tenderizers. One of his most famous creations was the self-posing portrait camera, the technology behind what you and I know as the photo booth. But his greatest success was seen as a failure. You see, he was so far ahead of his time that almost 40 years had to pass before his machine was recognized. He filed 20 supporting patents and even had a bank field tested, but people simply weren't ready. Years later, others got the credit for refining the device, but many of Simgian's groundbreaking features and principles remain. So does the name, the Automated Teller Machine, or ATM. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back. ATM machines. You know, all these stories, TJ, it always goes back to this persistence.
Yes.
Of not giving up. And I was having, you know... can we talk? You know, people say, I never see you, John, like depressed or down in the dumps. Well, right. Let me tell you, every once in a while, I do get a little bit, you know, down in the dumps like
sure,
we all do.
Because you are a human being.
Yes. It's that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was talking to my producer, Jonathan, and we were talking about the difference between people who succeed and people who fail.
Right.
And the people who succeed are the people that continue the journey and never give up.
Right.
And it just, that's the kind of thing you need, and only friends can do that. Because if you listen to your nemesis and those people, you know, that, oh, that will never work. My father was like, God rest his soul.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Fascinating notion. Maybe one thing that they have less of.
Who's they?
They, the successful.
Yes.
People like Simgian, people like yourself, people. You said don't listen to the
naysayers.
The naysayers. We all have a bit of a naysayer inside of us.
Absolutely.
And all cards on the table. I do the most, I am the most honest broadcaster I know. I don't hold anything back. My biggest problem in my life, the biggest problem I have is my internal naysayer.
Sure.
Me not believing enough in myself.
Right.
Having enough faith. And look, we're not going to get into religion.
Right.
Should play an even bigger part of my life. And it's a big part of my life right now, is trying to create a bigger presence for. Anyway, I have too much fear in my life,
right?
Afraid of failing, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So interesting. You talk about the naysayers. There's the external naysayers,
right?
And it's easy to tune them out sometimes. Right. Sometimes it's not. But it's the effect. It's how much juice do the external naysayers give to your internal naysayers?
Well, you know, you said something about fear, and I'll never forget this. I had a student of mine who used to be very good on the bicycle.
Okay.
And he said that his idol was Evel Knievel.
Wow.
And he said to me, I asked him, I said, well, why didn't you take this bicycling to the next level? He said, Dr. Tantillo, the reason I didn't do that was I feared that something would happen to me if I was too aggressive. I would have to go too fast.
Right, right.
And I couldn't overcome that fear. And for you to be great,
right,
you have to take those chances.
Right.
And I'll never forget that.
It's true.
And I think that is something that, you know, a few years ago, no fear.
Right.
I mean, you really have to do that.
Yeah.
And it is not easy. And that's what successful brands have to do.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing here on Brand Talk, heard exclusively on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo, TJ McCormick. We're talking about the ability to keep on going and to believe in your brand so that you will not let the external forces around you dictate, but you, in fact, create your own brand and create your own opportunities. Well, see if you agree. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. You know, and on the other side of the loser this – well, we talked about actually the loser being J.P. Morgan Chase.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner, I kind of embedded it, was Facebook – because of this this offering, which
right.
I think was a great offering. But once again, the naysayers, well, doom and gloom, you lost one client. GM, how dare you lose one? Come on. You got a lot of other folks out there. As a matter of fact, you know, a customer base is more than just one client. It's got a number of different clients. It's a portfolio of clients. Right? That's what you need to diversify. You need a diversified client portfolio, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and to talk about this whole idea of brands and the need to be able to promote the brands. Mm-hmm. If you have a small business or you're, you know, TJ, you do know that everybody now is talking about advertising.
Right.
Everybody, you know, it's Mad Men. Everybody is just so into that.
Right.
And there's another show now on AMC, which is piggybacking off this concept of advertising, and it's called The Pitch.
Right.
And basically, what this show is you see two advertising agencies,
right,
and they're making a pitch to this client. And this past week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I'm a little bit behind on the on the shows. There was a client called Pop Chips.
Right.
And this brand, the assignment was for them to create a campaign that could go viral.
Right.
And I am proud to say that before I heard what the pitch was, I said that one pitch should be pop up today. Let's see. Today's pop, you know.
All right.
So I thought that was a better headline than and they went with this headline.
Right.
They didn't get the assignment because their execution was wrong.
Ah.
And I think so in life, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be able to come out with the big idea. And I know a lot of people that have great ideas.
Right.
They simply can't execute
them.
And that's the secret in life. Mm-hmm. The secret in life is not to come out with the idea.
Right.
The secret of the life is to have a plan, to work, to plan the work and then work the plan.
Right. Yeah, right, right, right.
And that's what you really have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just think that that if you're interested in the wonderful world of advertising, I would recommend, highly recommend that great show, The Pitch. I am now
on AMC, right?
On AMC, and I am not. Things I recommend, these shows and restaurants, I should be getting a little compensation.
A little something.
A little, but I get nothing.
You get Ugat.
But hey.
But that's not a curse.
In an Italian house, you don't want to say things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I think that's part of the regular lexicon of English.
Maybe. I don't know.
It just means nothing, right?
I don't think so.
Doesn't that mean you get nothing?
No.
Oh, okay. okay?
No, no, well, no, no, no,
I,
no, no, no.
I plead ignorance.
No, I don't think so. I'll tell you after the show.
I plead ignorance.
Okay, that's all right, as we both get fined. But that's all right.
In Italy, we get fined.
That's true. In Italy, we get fined, yeah. Anyway.
I'm just...
But,
oh, that's all funny. Right. I'm just a dumb Irishman. What do I know?
No, you're not a dumb Irishman.
I'm just a fakakta Irishman. Oh, no, what do I know from Italian?
You know, well, look, you know, talking about, you know, ethnic sensitivities.
Oh, okay. Zumba, bacala.
Now, this really moved me.
Yeah.
Because I really felt for this kid.
Uh-huh.
This kid was an admirer
uh-huh.
of a great brand in history.
Uh-huh.
The great Martin Luther King.
Yes.
And this kid went to school
mm-hmm.
and was saying the speeches, reciting the speeches.
No kidding.
Of Martin Luther King.
No kidding.
And the kid,
how old?
Very in, I think maybe 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
And that was my favorite age, but we won't go into that. It's just a great age
mm-hmm.
to be. And this kid really loved Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. And what he did is he dressed up in blackface. All right, he painted himself in blackface and went to school with it. And
what's the time frame on this?
Just last week or just the other day.
Oh
this
my
was
God!
Seen,
okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Whoa.
And the kid was questioned. Why are you in blackface? And the kid, I'm getting goosebumps on my arm.
Right.
And he says, I love Martin Luther King, and I love black people. I like black people. I wasn't trying to do anything, you know, and
oh
I just got goosebumps
God.
Because
yes.
here was something very, very, mm-hmm. very innocent.
Yeah, sure.
And how how it was just taken. And by the way,
yeah.
I think he should have been, in fact, told that.
Absolutely.
I'm not endorsing that.
Of course.
And the thing that I got a little bit upset about
yeah.
were his parents for not trying to make this a moment where they could. I can't believe we're over. The point
oh, yeah.
is,
make it a
the kid is
moment.
A great kid, and the parents should have explained to him what he was doing.
He's another winner of the week.
I think so. Okay. TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk. See you next Thursday. Love you.
America's soapbox by day and the music of your life by night. This is the local station with a national reputation. AM 1460 WVOX New Rochelle and WVOX Worldwide.
It's 6 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. The share price now set for what experts say could be the biggest public stock offering ever. Facebook.